Hello. So it's been a couple of days. I think the last time I recorded something was on Sunday, and today's Thursday the 11th. So it's been a while, but that's the way it is when we go into towns. So let's see. Monday we got up early, packed up all of our stuff, and then started walking. We were on the Eagle Creek Trail to get to Cascade Locks, which was actually pretty nice. I drink soda. So we start walking and you get to this tunnel falls, which is actually pretty cool. You walk right underneath, well, there's like a tunnel behind the waterfall, and it's a really big waterfall, and you're like halfway up. It's pretty cool, and you just keep going by other waterfalls and stuff. It's a pretty nice trail. If you're ever in the area, it's worth a check. Although it's like 6 miles up to that tunnel waterfall, so I don't know. That might be a little too much for some people, especially if you're just out for the day, because that'd be 12 miles round trip, which is a lot. So then we got to the end of the Eagle Creek Trail, and we were at the trail parking lot, and we had to do this road walk for 2 miles, which was awful. It killed my feet, because I hate walking on the road. And while we were doing that, there's this guy running, right? And so we're like kind of on the left side of the road, and so we move over the whole way to the left side, but we're still walking next to each other. It's a really wide road, really wide. There's no cars that go down as the old road, but really wide, plenty of room. There's this guy jogging coming towards us, so we move the whole ways over because, you know, it's nice, but we're over on the left hand side instead of going over to the right hand side because we're already on the left hand side. So we move over and, you know, make sure it's plenty of room. I mean, a car could have driven on the other side of us, it would be fine. Well, this guy runs right for us. And I was like, what the hell is this? And he just goes right between us. Like, we had to move out of his way. And I was just like, what? Like, what is his problem? Like, why did he have to run right for us? He saw us as he was coming down. Like, what's the deal? And I don't know, everybody on the way into Cascade Locks is kind of weird like that. And not very happy, not very nice. You say hi and they just kind of like avert their eyes. I was just like, what is going on? This place is weird. And so we get into Cascade Locks. There's this place supposed to have really good pizza, opens at noon. And we're like, sweet, it's 11:30. Well, they didn't open at noon, so we didn't get any pizza. But I called my cousin and she said she'd come over and pick us up. And I said, that'll be awesome. And so we were just kind of hanging out. I got stuff from the post office and called people and stuff. And my cousin came to pick us up, and which was awesome. And it was really good to see her again. And she took us to REI. And on the way to REI, we passed by this cupcake place in Portland. And I was like, cupcakes, we have to go back to that. So we went to REI, picked up all of our stuff, which is good. Because hopefully we won't need anything else until the end of the trip. It's only 472 more miles, so I'm really hoping that's everything. We got all our new socks and everything. So then we went back by this cupcake place, and oh my goodness, the flavors of cupcakes that they have. Trophy Cupcake in Seattle is like my favorite cupcake place, because I think the cupcakes are delicious. And Raymond and I discussed it, and we think the cake is better at Trophy Cupcakes, but the flavors that this Cupcake Jones in Portland has are incredible. They had a peanut butter cupcake. They had a nut oat, like a Cheerios, honey nut cupcake. It had Cheerios on it. They had an apple pear cupcake. Everything had like stuff inside of it. So the apple pear had like pieces of apple and pear, like in some kind of sugar syrup or something, like, you know, as a filling. They had a chocolate covered pretzel with a pretzel flavored cake. I mean, it was just, and they made like Fluffernutter and like Rice Krispie Treat and strawberry lemonade. I really want strawberry lemonade, but actually they might have had strawberry lemonade today. We should have thought of that sooner. We could have stopped by and got strawberry lemonade cupcake, because that sounds freaking delicious. But the cupcakes were pretty darn good, and yeah, just the flavors. If Trophy Cupcake had flavors like that, I think they would be better than Cupcake Jones, but they don't. So I think I might have to go with the Portland is still better than Seattle in the food wise. So I don't know. Seattle's getting better. It's coming up, but Portland, man, Portland has some good food. So then after that, we had to go back to Amy's place because she had to pick up the kids from school. And then we went out to my salad bar place for all-I-can-eat salad, sweet tomatoes, that I've been looking forward to for at least 1,000 miles. Like, I was just, every time I thought of it, like, oh man, going to visit my cousin. Hopefully we can go to that salad bar place. She took me and my mom too, and I can eat all-I-can-eat salad. And, yeah, it was pretty good, and I ate a lot, and it was delicious. And then I had asked Amy if there was a movie theater in Battleground, and she said, yeah, there's an actual movie theater in Battleground. And I was telling her how we wanted to go see the Batman movie, and she was like, oh, I think it's playing there, and it was playing at 6:30. And she was like, well, if you guys want to go, we can just leave now, because we were all done eating and everything. She'd drop us off at the movie theater, we'd go see the movie, and then pick us up when we're done. And then we said, okay, that'd be cool. And so we went to see the new Batman movie, which I was pretty excited about, because we've been trying to go see this movie since it came out, and no town has had an actual movie theater where it's been playing. They all have, one movie that's playing, and it's not Batman. So, I was pretty darn excited, because I didn't actually think it would still be playing, number one, because it's been out for a while, over a month, and yeah, so, it was pretty exciting. It was pretty good. I thought it was a pretty good movie. Something I didn't like about it, but overall, I thought it was pretty good. It makes me wonder if they're going to keep doing something with the Joker, and try and find somebody else to play that part. But yeah, it was a pretty good movie. So then we called Amy and went back to her place and stayed up a little bit watching TV and went to bed. And then the kids get up really early and the kids are kind of loud, which, you know, whatever, they're kids. But they're like, if they're in the same room as you, like we're sleeping out in the living room, she has a sofa couch and we're sleeping on that. If they're out there, then they're really quiet and they talk in whispers and everything. But then as soon as they get, where they can't see us, then it's like they don't realize that if they talk really loud, we could still hear it or something. I don't know. But every morning they tried it because there was a laptop out there that we were using for stuff. And every morning they'd be like, we need to go get the laptop. Okay, had to get the laptop. And it was always, right next to me. And I could hear them coming. And I was like, you guys can just come get it. And Daniel would be like, as if he saw me looking, then he would be like, run away again. Like, I can't get it. She saw me. So I had to just, sit there with my eyes closed so he would take it. And the one day it was sitting, right next to me on the table. And so I moved it over to a chair that's close to him. After he already tried to come get it. And then he didn't want to because he couldn't find it anymore because it wasn't on the table. Which is pretty good. Anyways, so then on Tuesday we were trying to get all of our stuff done. It was taking forever. And Amy said, you know, we could stay as long as we want. So we decided we were going to stay that night and then leave the next morning, yesterday morning, because it would just work out better that way, because then we don't have to hurry. I can sew my stuff, because she has a sewing machine, which is really awesome, because when I was at Raymond's grandparents, I didn't even think about trying to fix my waist belt and making it smaller. So as we were walking, the problem is the waist belt is too big for me now, because my waist is a lot smaller than it was when we started. And the waist belt was almost too big when we started, so that probably wasn't a good thinking on my part to start like that, but whatever. I made it up this far, and the problem is you sew part of it, but you can't. It's hard to hand sew it because it's hard to get the needle through the fabrics. For whatever reason, hand sewing it, it's really hard to do that. And so I'd always just make a line trying to sew the pieces back onto the fabric. So then the padding is all messed up because it's all sticking up and stuff, so then it was hurting my hip bones that are sticking out more and stuff because the padding is all messed up, and then eventually the fabric would rip where I had sewed it, because it's not like over a large area like it would have been had I sewn it with a sewing machine and stuff. So I finally ripped off the straps, I cut it open, sewed the cut some of it off, sewed the straps, so then it was really small. And so now if I tighten, I can tighten it all the whole way, just barely. It's like cutting off. I can't really breathe if I do that, so I think it should be small enough for the rest of the trip. I'm hoping so, and it's a lot better than it was before. So I was pretty excited about that. And we got all our food stuff and everything packed up. Went to the post office to mail our stuff up to Trout Lake so we didn't have to carry so much food. And yeah, it's been really good. So that's really good. Then we just hung out. We had lunch at this pizza place. And then we had pizza for dinner. And we went to bed about 4 o'clock in the morning. Raven starts getting sick. Not good. And then, like, I was up most of the time because I could hear him get up and everything. And then the kids get up early. And then Raven was just not doing very good at all. So I told Amy, I was like, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to leave today because Raven's not feeling very good. He's not, you know, he's not doing very good. He's just, you know, he's kind of sick and stuff. She's like, that's fine, blah, 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 whatever. And she had some stuff to do, to go take care of. So she went out and did that. And we're sitting there, and then about 12:30, just after I'd eaten some lunch, I start not feel very good. And then I'm just all like, I think we have fevers and stuff, because I was all achy, and the hot but cold, like, had goosebumps but hurts, if that makes any sense. So it's like freezing, and then you get hot, and then it just wasn't very much fun. So that was yesterday. We just sat there, watched TV all day. Unfortunately, I wasn't very tired yesterday, because I could have just slept all day, but I wasn't tired, and Amy had Terrence take the kids because we were sick, so we just watched TV all day and then went to bed early. And I didn't sleep very well because I was so hurty that I just didn't sleep very well, but I couldn't, like, take drugs for it because my stomach was all messed up, so it wasn't a very good combination. So I woke up this morning feeling better, but my stomach is still a little weird. But then I got food in it. We walked down to the store, got some vegetable bouillon and stuff, and made some soup, and that was really good. And now I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday, because yesterday was not fun at all. So today was a lot better. Trying to eat a lot of food to get it back, and drink a lot of fluid to get that back, since we basically had some crackers yesterday, and that's about it. So I don't know, it wasn't very good, but we're better now, which is good. So then we headed off, and Amy came and dropped us off at the campground by the trail. And so we're hanging out here today and going to head out first thing in the morning to continue on, because we decided to take a little break kind of today, just because we were sick yesterday. And we got here, and then there's a store like 2 miles away, so we decided to walk down there, because I was like, we forgot marshmallows and I wanted candy. And so we walked down there, which halfway there I was just like, why are we doing this? We should just go back. So we were almost there, and it's like, we had to just keep going. And I'm glad we did, because I got marshmallows and they're delicious over the fire, because we have a fire going. We had got hot dogs at the store, fake hot dogs. They're not really like hot dogs, but their sausages, and cooked them over the fire. Although they're incredibly fragile and they fall apart, like, all over the place, which is crazy. But so yeah, we're just sitting here by the fire now, roasting marshmallows and eating them. And I don't know, we're gonna go to bed early, or I'm gonna go to bed early because I'm tired, because I'm really tired, because it's like 2 nights in a row without sleep. And yesterday I wasn't tired, and I don't know why, because I really wished I was, so that I could just sleep yesterday instead of just sitting there hurting. But whatever. Hopefully it's all gone now, my system and everything. I was considering If it would have been a different day, I would have considered staying Amy's another day just to make sure everything is good. But she's having surgery tomorrow morning, so then I don't know how we would have gotten back out to the trail. Because it's on her tailbone, so she won't really be able to drive or anything. So and we thought, yeah, let's just get back today. We're totally fine, and yeah, it'll be all good. So I don't know, that's about it, I think, for the past. Amy seems to be doing really well. She seems pretty happy, and yeah, it's pretty good. So I was pretty excited. It was a nice visit, and yeah, it was good times. So I think that's about everything. So till tomorrow.